man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Let me put my fishing rod down and rather not catch catfish. I'd rather catch walleye up here. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show, James Kelso, your host for the next hour, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Here we are on, is it Wednesday, Bjorn? It is Wednesday, July 26, Wednesday, 2023, and we've got an hour of live radio coming up, centered on the Orange Man. So sit back and relax and enjoy. There's a lot of good news today from the Orange Man, so we'll partake of that. And the the first place I'll go here, this is pretty darn good. At the very top of Donald Trump's posting today, let's see, how long ago did he post this? Oh, 2 hours ago. That's a long time ago for Donald Trump. I've seen posts from him that were like, 5 seconds ago, 10 seconds. Let me just hit refresh and see if I get one of those right here. No, didn't. So here's the one from 2 hours ago. Now, in a website called Race to the White House, they keep track of delegates who are likely to vote for candidates. We'll forget about the Democratic thing for now. Just talk about the one that counts, the Republican. And so when it comes to the Republican convention in Milwaukee in, is it July or thereabouts, 2024, it will require, Donald Trump will receive, 1,234 delegates. It's kind of a nice round number, isn't it? 1, 2, 3, 4. He will get that many, and actually twice as many as that. Delegates, almost twice as many. 1,234 is, I guess, 50% plus one. All right, so people are, they're tracking these delegates and who they're likely to vote for. So what is the score as we speak here? Well, out of all of those delegates, let me use my pencil here for a second. Do a little calculating. What is 1,234 plus 1,233? That might be the total number of delegates. Let's see here. Okay, yeah, it's about 2,467. Right now, if the whole field, all of the people in the clown car, are included in the poll for delegates, Donald Trump, out of 2,467 delegates, Donald Trump gets 2,149. That's about 1,000 more than he needs to win. Ron DeSantis, if the full field is running, gets, and this is a new low. Wait a minute. What's going on here? That's a new low. And I should have this. I should always have this ready for my Ron DeSantis moments. What's going on here? Okay, see how fast I can do this now. I'm not as fast as my kids. I'm not even close to as fast as my kids. Here it is. Okay. So a new low for Ron DeSantis, and here we go. Hang on, my production values. Here they go. Hey.
Every limbo boy and girl all around
the limbo world.
Gonna do the limbo rock all around
the limbo clock.
Jack be limbo,
Jack be quick.
Jack go on the limbo stick. All around the limbo clock.
Hey, let's do the limbo rock. Okay.
Limbo lower now.
Limber lower.
Limbo lower now.
Ron?
How low can you go?
First you spread your limbo feet, Ron. Let me pause that. I should always have that available. Okay, so new low for Ron DeSantis. And as he spreads his feet, he has achieved 231. He's basically got one delegate likely for every 10 that Donald Trump currently has. And, I mean, DeSantis has really dropped through the... He has really dropped. Okay, and if you limit the field to just Trump versus DeSantis, which is the way it will end up, it'll be a two, you know, you get eliminated down to two. 2,154 delegates are likely to vote for Trump and 299 for DeSantis, which means when all the other candidates drop out, all dozen of the clown car riders, DeSantis only picks up about 60 delegates. From all those other people, Mike Pence and Chris Christie and Nikki Haley and Tim Scott and even Vivek Ramaswamy and, my favorite to hate, Doug Burgum, North Dakota governor. Why isn't Lindsey Graham running? Shouldn't he be in there? All of those clowns put together, if they give all of their votes to Ron DeSanctimonious, he gets about 60 delegates. This is going to be funny. I can't wait for this thing. You're going to have your, you know, your snacks ready and have your friends over to watch the Republican convention. It's going to be a laugher. Okay. More stuff here. New national poll. Now, these are just put up by Donald Trump today. Within the last few hours. Donald Trump, this national poll is put out by who? 538.com. And they show Trump at 43, Biden at 39. Trump is ahead by full 4 points. That's huge. And then if they pit Biden against DeSanctimonious, this is new. Biden beats DeSanctimonious by 538-33. Now, this is really looking bleak for DeSantis. He's got nothing going for him. He's losing to Biden. Trump is winning to Biden. Trump is winning in the delegate count. Trump is winning in the vote count. Trump is winning in all of the polls. DeSantis is burning. His burn rate on money is colossal. So where is the hope? Where is the light at the end of the tunnel for Ron? Disaster. Or, you know, I like Ron Burgundy. He's a hell of a funny guy. So I don't like to cloud Burgundy's good name by associating him with disaster, but I don't know. There's just something. Burgundy's a comedian, so it's supposed to be funny. Disaster is trying not to be a comedian, so it's even more funny. He is so bad. Oh, by the way, this is one tip off. You want one thing to make you feel good. You know, these know-it-alls, these globalists, these that want to run the world. They have billions and billions of dollars at their fingertips. They are so damn stupid that they put their chips, they were all in for Ron Disaster. I mean, they have no brains at all. They're stupid. Ron Disaster, hundreds of millions of dollars? But feel glad about that. The people you're fighting, the people who think they're going to enslave you, are really stupid dumbasses. Okay. It helps to know you're a lot smarter than the person fighting you. All right. Let's go down. Before I spend too much time on me yakking away, I'm looking now at a sequence of videos put up by the Orange Man, Donald J. Trump. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five of them in a row. Let's play all five. They're very short. You're going to enjoy it. These were made today by Donald Trump for you. Standing between a wall of American flags and a beautiful painting of a thoroughbred on the wall behind him. I don't know, is this at Mar-a-Lago or is it at his Bedminster Golf Club in New Jersey? Let's play them in the order they were put up today. And so here's the first one. 11 hours ago. Start it again. Hang on. I've got to turn the volume up. Okay, here it is.
Zero chance that China would be opening military facilities in Cuba if I were president. It's very simple. If I were president, it wouldn't have happened. This is also a horrible development for Cuban Americans. No respect for Biden. China does whatever they want. They pay Biden and the family a lot of money, and because nobody can be this bad, and nobody can be this weak. But very unfair to Cuban Americans because China is controlling Cuba. And once they control Cuba, you're not going to be able to go back. So you should never vote for a Democrat again, especially Joe Biden. Thank you very much.
Oh, I like that. I like that. You know, and there are a lot of Cuban Americans. Their vote is very important. Especially in the home of Ron DeSanctimonious. All right, here's the next one. This one was put up 5 hours later, 6 hours ago. Oh, I think I got that wrong. That one about Cuba you just heard, the Chinese controlling Cuba, that was put up 6 hours ago. Here's another one put up 6 hours ago.
Trumpism, or as some people call it, America First, is very, very simple. Low taxes and regulation. The most powerful military, tariffs and taxes on other countries who have taken advantage of the United States and which will make the USA rich, debt-free again in very quick order. And if countries want to take from the United States, they must pay for the privilege of taking. Protection of our undersea Second Amendment, great health care, low energy prices through energy independence and even dominance, parental power on school boards, life, strong borders, and so much more.
Peace.
We will
peace.
Make America great again. Thank you.
Yeah, peace has to be in that list. Here's one he put up also 6 hours ago.
Crooked Joe Biden's targeted, weaponized DOJ and FBI are a grave threat to our democracy. They are doing Crooked's dirty work in attacking and persecuting Trump, and only doing so because I'm crushing DeSanctimonious and Biden in the polls.
Crushing.
If I weren't winning in the polls, they wouldn't be doing it. If I weren't running, they definitely wouldn't be doing it. This is planned election interference of the highest magnitude and used to only happen in third world countries, but now it's happening in the USA.
Okay. Now, here's one he put up also 6 hours ago. These are all today.
They don't go after the people who cheated in the election. They only go after the people who report on or question the cheating. This will go down as the biggest disgrace in American history, even bigger than the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax. If you don't have honest elections and strong borders, you don't have a country. And right now, we don't have a country.
Whoa. Right now, we don't have a country. Let that sink in. You know, Donald Trump says things that are so deep, it's easy to miss. It's easy to take it for granted, the power of what he just said. Right now, we, you, me, Donald Trump, all of us, we don't have a country. That's pretty amazing. Okay, here's another one, put up 6 hours ago.
The single greatest witch hunt of all time.
That was a short one, wasn't it? Okay, so those are all today. And let's go down here and look at... he says this 11 hours ago. We'll have fun on the stand with all of these people that say the presidential election wasn't rigged and stolen. The trial of this century. And, you know, I love this again. I mean, let me tell you, I've been an editor for some really talented writers. And being a perfect speller is not a mark of a perfect writer, a great writer. So Donald Trump, he makes occasional spelling errors or maybe typos, you know, typing away. So he's got a misspelled word there in that one. That was good. And I like that. Here's another one. So they impeach me over a perfect phone call, and they don't impeach Biden for being the most corrupt president in the history of the United States. Question mark, question mark, question mark. Then the president reposts Jack Posobiec, who says, Posobiec says, all these people thought beating Trump would be so, with a bunch of O's, easy. Let's see. He puts, and these are all things that the president reposted. I'll just go on down, a whole bunch of great posts. Here's one he reposted. Nobody can win over the people's president. Here's another one he reposts. Big Don is going to wipe the floor with all of them. And it doesn't matter whether you're talking about the Republican primary or the general election. He is going to wipe the floor with all of them. Here's one. God is on President Trump's side. Evil will never win. God bless America and President Trump. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Yeah. did you know? The IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Let's talk Bidenomics. I'm Peter Serafine with another Liberty Minute. President Biden and his team are standing behind their economic record as Biden kicks off his reelection campaign. Let's talk about some numbers. $2.39. That was the price of a gallon of regular gasoline on Inauguration Day 2021. $3.56 was the average price yesterday. That is a $1.17 or 49% increase, which costs the average driver an additional $525 a year. So Bidenomics is not good on gasoline. 2.65% was the rate for a 30-year mortgage when Biden took office. 7.51% is the 30-year fixed rate today. That is a 283% increase that costs home buyers an extra $528 a month on a $100,000 mortgage. And those together, the Biden economy, cost the average home buyer with a car an extra $6,861 a year. So sure, unemployment is down, but Bidenflation is robbing all of us. Remember to listen what a politician doesn't say. Until next time, Sebas Pashem, Parabellum.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
We're back, folks. Yeah, that's Gretchen Wilson singing with Merle Haggard, Politically Incorrect. Politically Incorrect. Which is correct. Here's a great one from the president. You're going to love this. This is a treat for today. Now, lately, there's great news coming out of Hungary. And the Hungarians are disgusted with the globalists. They're disgusted with the European Union. They're thinking of quitting the European Union. They're siding with President Putin and the Russians in their desire to protect their countrymen in eastern provinces of what is Russian territory, not Ukrainian. And it's not Ukrainian because there aren't any, Ukrainians don't live there. Russians live there. And so the I'm speaking of Donbass, Luhansk, Donetsk, and Zaporozhye, and Kharkiv. Those are Russian people. The so anyway, the Hungarians are doing great. The Croatian, the head of the Croatian state, he's siding with Viktor Orban. So the European globalists are coming apart at the seams. And here's one. This is great. Now, this is posted by Donald Trump. So, you know, I keep saying this, but I'm not pulling these things out of a hat. These posts that I'm relaying to you were posted by Donald Trump himself. So he's highlighting this as being particularly important and something that he's following. So here it is. Hungary's foreign minister, in an interview to U.S. TV channel Newsmax, said, "We stand with President Trump. We cross fingers for him." Okay, and this is the, who is this guy? Let's listen to him. I hope this is in English. It may be in Hungarian, but Talpra Magyar Hia Haza. Let's see if that's my total mastery of Hungarian. Hungary's foreign minister, and forgive me for my effort at pronunciation, Zsigarto, S-Z-I-J-J-A-R-T-O, Zsigarto, said, "We stand with President Trump. We cross fingers for him." Peter Zsigarto said in the interview, in the video, uploaded to his Facebook page on Wednesday, that's today, that under Trump's leadership, political relations between the United States and Hungary hit a peak. Let's listen here. Let's see. Well, the latest indictment against the former U.S. President, Zsigarto said, had been politically motivated, and Trump was being attacked by the liberal mainstream. The same was largely true in Europe, too, he said. Strong conservative leaders who enjoyed the support of society were attacked by the liberal mainstream. Zsigarto added, meanwhile, on the topic of Sweden's NATO accession, the minister said the government supported the ratification process and has submitted a related bill to Parliament. The timing of the agenda depends on Fidesz, that's the Orban political party. That's their MAGA movement in Hungary, Fidesz. And they have a two-thirds majority in the Hungarian parliament. Zsigarto said Swedish politicians had slandered Hungary, accusing it of not being a democracy and of being a dictatorship. He said MPs had taken this as an insult and were not ready to make a decision on ratification. This would be to have Sweden in the EU. When they're ready, they will make the decision, he added. Let's see here. I'm taking a little break right here. I thought I heard some music. We'll come back to this, and I'm going to, during the break, I'll see whether this is in Hungarian or English. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh, man, hey, way that...
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
There's a hole in this country where its heart used to be, and no glory is divided on fire in the street. They say building back better make America great. If that's a wave of the future, all I've got to say, stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep your big mess away from me and mine. If you leave us alone, well, we'd all be just fine. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. They invite the whole world to come live in our land.
Invite the whole world to come live in our land. Just looking at the silver chart here, for all of you who have some money to invest, in the last 20 days, silver has risen 10% in 20 days, from 22 bucks to, from 22 and a, well, let's see, on July 6th, it was at 22.73, and today it was at 24.95. It's a quick 10% in 20 days. Let's go back to, now, Peter Sijarto, the foreign minister. It is in English, and so let's listen to him. We've got him right here. All right, here he is. He's being interviewed on Newsmax. This is Peter Szijjártó, Foreign Minister of Hungary, which is a darn good country, darn good people, and more than a few patriots have thought of relocating to Budapest or somewhere in Hungary.
Peter Szijjártó, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Hungary. Sir, welcome back to National Report. And we're just curious to get your take on the news that's unfolding today, the historic one. Again, another indictment of former President Donald Trump.
Well, may I say business as usual, in a way that whenever a conservative leader has a chance to take over an important position, and when a conservative leader has a good chance to win an important election, as President Trump, as far as we understand, has a good chance to return to a White House, then he or she gets immediately under an enormous attack by the liberal mainstream. The situation is very similar in Europe. In case there's a conservative leader being strong, enjoying a good reputation, enjoying a social support, then he or she is usually under attack of the liberal mainstream. And the liberal mainstream is not shy away from using all kinds of tools. And unfortunately, justice is usually one of these tools. So we stand with President Trump, the cross fingers for him, to be honest, under his is usually under attack of the liberal mainstream. Liberal mainstream is not shy away from using all kinds of tools, and unfortunately, justice is usually one of these tools. So we stand with President Trump.
Oh, heck! I was, gee, I dialed it back there because I wanted to read that in Hungarian. I blew it. It didn't. My page didn't cooperate with him, but that was Peter Szijjártó, and let's go back and finish him out.
Away from using all kinds of tools, and unfortunately, justice is usually one of these tools. So we stand.
Okay. Now I can read it. I can see it. And of course, this is my amateur effort. Yeah, to pronounce this in Hungarian, but I like it. Zobal mi Trump elnök mellett állunk. We stand with Trump. Hey, all of you out there that are Hungarians, I know you're gagging on that, but if you can understand what I'm saying, Zobal mi Trump elnök mellett állunk. We stand with Trump. Isn't that beautiful, the Hungarian people? They do stand with Trump. All right, let's go back to the president's website here. That was put up by the president. Here's one. I mean, the president is having a good time with this hell that he's enduring, that we're enduring. He's not losing his sense of humor. He says he reposts this, a red, white, and blue Texan. Definitely. Cornyn and Romney need to go. They are only in the way of progress for America. Okay. Here's one the president posts this back up, so the president might as well have said it himself. I really dislike Mitt Romney. Even the Mormons don't like him. Okay. Donald Trump is definitely not shy, and that's one of the things we love so much about him. He's not pussyfooting around. He's talking with us, the straight dope. He's telling it just the way it is. Here's one, he puts this one up. Cornyn is unfortunately my senator and a POS. So out of you, John Cornyn, Donald Trump just called you a POS. You are a POS, John Cornyn. I will do what I can to ensure that this is his last term. Here's another one. Donald Trump put this up. And he's, see, he's reading the posts that you, if you go on Truth Social and you put up posts like this, Donald Trump is, there's a good chance he's going to read your post. Romney is worst. Utah will never vote him in again. And then here's one that calls John Cornyn a stiff. We've known Romney's been a rhino for years. I would say Romney is worse, says one person. They're trying to decide who's worse, Mitt Romney or John Cornyn. And, of course, it's a flip a coin. Can't wait to vote against Cornyn. Let's see. This, we've never had a leader who did this kind of thing. We've never had somebody who was, you know, not making nice with everybody, you know. Mitt Romney and John Cornyn are POS. Say it. Here's one. The president reposts this one. The Republican Congress continues to ignore the stolen elections. And then it shows the three monkeys, you know, speak no evil, see no evil, hear no evil, because they are in on it. There you go, Mr. President. Cornyn and Romney need to go. Romney, hands down, Romney, he's a spineless globalist scumbag swamp creature. I hope this is getting back to Romney and Cornyn. And then here's one who says, I am going to go with Pierre Delecto, a.k.a. Mittens Romney. Yes, his Twitter handle was Pierre Delecto. He is that weird. Here's one who says, good Lord, you have to ask? Mitt Romney is the reason that the acronym RINO exists. And count on my vote to defeat John Cornyn. Here's one that says, Pierre Delecto was a real interesting Mitt Romney identity to attack President Trump. And now, by the way, these are all reposted by Donald Trump. Because I live in Texas, I have to say Cornyn. Okay, now, this is put up by the president. Being from Texas, I say Cornyn. He's a vulgar word, B, a B McConnell bootlicker. It starts with a B and it rhymes with itch. And despised in my part of Texas. I am a Texan, and Cornyn is a disgrace to our state. He should have been thrown out years ago. He's put up like 100 of these. Mitt wins the worst prize between Cornyn and Romney. They're both horrible. They're both spineless politicians, but Mitt is the worst of the two. These are all different people, patriots, saying what we really think. And Donald Trump really thinks that with us. And his reposting our posts and our, if need be, vulgar condemnations is beautiful. Cornyn is worse. He's a Bush-era rhino, and we are ashamed of him. Romney is just a Michigan Democrat hiding in Utah GOP clothing. Shame on him. And earlier today, he wrote, just got back from Louisiana, a great place with even greater people. And I don't know what was going on in Louisiana. Here's an endorsement for Donald Trump from Congressman Louis Gohmert of Tyler, Texas. They don't get any better than Louis Gohmert. Our adversaries fear you, and our allies know you will keep your word to them. Our military cannot recruit enough qualified warriors because it has lost so much respect abroad and among those who could serve. And he says, if we do not elect you again in 2024 to clean up the deep state plotters against us, along with the media and business monopolies they control. Now get this, this is Louis Gohmert. He's very wise, a very sage man, patriot. There will not likely be another national election with enough integrity for us to ever win. No other candidate has your firsthand knowledge of the government corruption and destruction with the resources and relentless resolve to clean it all up. That is why you are desperate. This is a letter from Louis Gohmert to a president. That is why you are desperately needed for a second term. But this time without a Chinese-created pandemic to slow you down. May God bless you, your family, and these United States of America with your success. With warmest personal best wishes, I remain very truly yours, Congressman Louis Gohmert. Wow. And if you know Gohmert, if you've been following Louis Gohmert, he is such a real patriot. And all right, so okay, here's where this all started. Oh, my gosh. I missed this one. Okay, where did all that stuff about John Cornyn and Mitt Romney, where did it start? It started with Donald Trump. 21 hours ago, he posted this. This is a question. Who is a worse senator? This is Donald Trump writing this now. He puts up a picture of John Cornyn wearing his stupid mask. And then he's got a picture of Mitt Romney wearing his stupid mask. Who is a worse senator, John the Stiff Cornyn of Texas or Mitt the Loser Romney of Massachusetts, Utah? That's what he puts in the post. They are both weak, ineffective, and very bad for the Republican Party and our nation. With even modestly skilled opposition, they'll lose their next election. Who could ever forget Mitt proudly marching with full mask down a once proud Washington, D.C. street with Black Lives Matter and rioters? And there's a picture of him doing that. There's all these Black Lives Matter rioters marching, and Mitt is marching with them. All these weirdos with masks on, led with the Romney weirdo among them. Likewise, there's Cornyn, always quick to surrender to the Democrats, giving them anything they want. So which is worse? That was a question from the president. And then he posted all those answers. This is all posted today. And he's everywhere. He's in Louisiana. He's in New Hampshire. He's going to be in Iowa on Friday. He's going to be in Pennsylvania, Erie, Saturday. Oh, what else has he put up today? We'll be right back. A little break and one more segment. Stay tuned. Hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Got a deed to the land, but it ain't my ground. This is God.
with the dog running. All right. Hey, we're back. Let's see here. I had a caller and I ignored her and I apologize. I think it was Kathleen in Texas. I don't know. Is our caller still there, Mike?
Yes. Hi. Hi,
oh,
James.
Oh, Kathleen. Hey, what's... I'm sorry to keep you waiting.
Great show. Great show as usual. If you have time for a keto update, I'd love to hear it.
Well, my keto update is this. One of my really inspiring doctors is Stephen Gundry. Stephen Gundry. And I recently watched, there's another inspiration to me is a guy named Tom Bilyeu. And then I mentioned Sten Ekberg. And so for me, my enthusiasm for keto continues to grow. It's working for me. It's great. But one of the nice things that Stephen Gundry mentioned, with his incredible encyclopedic knowledge of health medicine, is that you can cycle in and out of keto, and it's actually a good idea. The body likes the challenge and change of pace of going hardcore keto and then easing up on the throttle. And so for those of you thinking about it, keto is very flexible, and you can eat the hardcore keto diet, and then you can kind of splurge on some things that aren't so keto, and your body likes it. That's my latest insight that I got from Dr. Stephen Gundry, who I've been following for years, and is just a genius of health, one of the greatest heart surgeons who ever lived. Performed more than 10,000 heart operations, including transplants on little children, a tremendous innovator, and whose motivation for getting into health and natural medicine is that instead of giving heart transplants to people whose hearts have been ruined by their bad eating style and habits, he said, no, let's make these people have healthy hearts so I don't have to replace their heart. And so that's my keto thought here. Stephen Gundry, Sten Ekberg, and Tom Bilyeu.
Great. Thank you very much.
Look those three up, folks, and listen to them, learn from them. They're all geniuses. And I love what they're saying. We'll be seeing you all tomorrow night here, Thursday, day before the Trump appearance in Iowa. See you tomorrow night. Don't stop.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.